Sai Ram. In the divine presence, with the heart humbled with love, we, the students of Sai, place at the lotus feet a video presentation entitled Sai Word through Sai's Words. It is said that the hallmark of a true guru is to put the highest truth in the simplest form. And it is no wonder that Swami uses simple examples and stories to drive home subtle truths. Through this program, we wish to take you all through a journey of insights given by Bhagwan in his discourses to assist a spiritual seeker in his quest.
Life is a long journey from birth to death. While most of us cope with life, some question it. These questions and the quest for their answers embody the deepest philosophies of mankind. Over eons, man has searched for that one source that causes and sustains life and creation. And the primordial question that has always intrigued man is, what is the source of life? What is God? But is it even possible for the human mind to gauge the greatness of God? While it is impossible to comprehend the true nature of God, let us attempt to understand it, aided by His words and examples. Let us begin our journey with the first and the most fundamental question. What is God? What is the nature of God? For most of us, the word God translates to Swami. In the immensity of this phenomenon of Sai, our questions are voiced and answered. Our doubts bubble and burst into awareness, and our fears are challenged and conquered. Bhagavan answers this complex question, what is God? By saying, God is love, and love is God.
Prem Ishwar hai.
Love is the substance of the universe, the glue that joins heart to heart. Love surrounds every being and extends slowly to embrace all that is. It is in this sense that it can be called the experience of life. One day, many years ago, Swami distributed ice cream to the students. The brand name was Joy Ice Cream, and it was gifted by a devotee who owned the company. While the students were enjoying the ice cream, Swami went round as usual, asking them how they liked the ice cream. And then suddenly he asked a student, "What do you think God is like?" The boy was taken aback. He was fully immersed in enjoying the ice cream, and God was, at least at that moment, far from his mind. Swami asked another boy the same question, and he too blinked. After drawing a blank response a few more times, Swami smiled and slowly said, "God is sweet like ice cream. God is soft like ice cream. God is cool like ice cream." And then the punchline, "God gives joy like ice cream." What a delightful play of words. God alone can make complicated things simple. So simple, in fact, that even a child can understand. The next logical query in our quest is, where is God? Where should one look for Him? Using day-to-day situations of life, Bhagwan explains this esoteric truth. He says,
Tila madhye yada tailam chira madhye yada ghrutam.
Just as there's oil in the sesame seeds, butter in milk,
pushpa madhye yada gandham, phala madhye yada rasam.
Fragrance in the flower, tasty juice in the fruit,
kasta agnivat prakasena talingam yachalam prabhu.
Just as there's fire in wood, there's divinity in this vast universe. God is everywhere. He's imminent in the cosmos in a subtle form. When sugar is dissolved in water, it becomes syrup. We can experience the sweetness of the syrup, but cannot see the sugar crystals in the syrup. Similarly, God is in everything. He's all-pervading. He cannot be seen, but can only be experienced.
कहते हैं, ईश्वर कण-कण में बसता है. सर्द कोहरों की सुबह में वही धूप बनकर हंसता है. वो ईमानदार का ईमान है, एक मासूम की मुस्कान है. वो तड़प में सुकून है, खामोशी में गुफ्तगू है. तपती हुई धरती पे वो ठंडी बूंदा बांधी है. बेजान जिंदगियों की ईश्वर ही जिंदगानी है.
If God is in subtle form, then how is man able to perceive him? through an analogy of a tree, Bhagwan compares the visible universe to the branches and the invisible cause of the universe, God, to its roots. If the roots exist, the tree will survive even if the branches are cut. But if the roots are gone, the tree will not survive. It is the unseen roots which enable us to see the branches. Likewise, there is an invisible divine power which underlies all that is seen in the phenomenal universe. It is because of that very same power that we are even able to perceive the universe. Thus, the perception, the perceived, and the perceiver are all God.
If all is divine, then one might get a doubt as to how human experience in its myriad colors of pain and pleasure, violence and peace, right and wrong, ignorance and wisdom be God? Can all human experience be called divine? Can the world in which we live, full of pollution and poverty, darkness and death, be a reflection of the pristine purity of God? Everything in nature is the design of God. But labeling it as good or bad, pleasant or unpleasant, is in the perception of the human mind. Swami says, when drishti dosha is set right, srishtikarta can be seen. When the defect in the vision is removed, the creator of this universe can be cognized. An eagle could be seen as a predator ending the life of a hapless victim. Or one can see it as the food chain, the ecological balance inherent as the principle of divinity in nature. In truth, every experience is divine, and all the happenings are orchestrated by the divine will.
Divine, then what causes the perception of suffering? The root cause of suffering is the ego, the false identification with the body. Bhagwan says, this prevents us from seeing the truth of who we are. He gives the analogy of the clouds and the sun. Just as how the clouds emerge from the sun only to eventually veil the sun,
The clouds of thought originate from the self and eventually veil the true self. The world is a mirror. It reflects the good and bad in us. It helps to recognize and remove ego and its attendant vices. Sant Kabir says, "The path to God is narrow and admits not two. The self without the ego can only pass through." Analogy, Bhagwan explains how to deal with ego. Life is like a football ground, and each one of you is a ball. Your good qualities like truth, righteousness, peace, and love are on one side, and bad qualities like attachment, pride, and hatred on the other. Both the teams kick the ball and try to score a goal. The poor ball must suffer these kicks so long as it is floated with the air of ego in it. But once the air is let out, the kicks also stop. To avoid being kicked by situations, we have to let go of our ego. So, we understand that all that we see is merely the play of the mind and the ego, and that the truth of our being is the most important thing. Must be led to its divine home if the drama of life has to be realized, one has to remove the illusion that clouds one's inner vision.
But how to remove the illusion of life? How do we return to our true source? Most of us perceive illusion as a difficult enemy, difficult to ignore, difficult to fight. As usual, Bhagwan gives a simple analogy to illustrate the way to obliterate the illusion. He says, the only effort that man has to make is to turn towards the divinity within himself. When your back is towards the sun, your shadow will be in front of you. It will fall behind you only when you stand facing the sun. Similarly, Maya is like your shadow that will overpower you when you turn your mind away from God. It can be overcome only when you turn your mind towards God. In another example, Bhagwan compares the mind to a lock. He says that when mind is turned towards God, it sets us free. If it is turned towards the world, it binds us. All in all, to turn inward and find the God within us is the sole purpose of our life. This can be accomplished by using the mind the right way. Awareness of this truth will make life a celebration.
Oh,
remember that in this entire journey towards God, we are never alone. We are, in fact, surrounded by God's love. Swami reiterates,
There is direct connection between you and Bhagawan.
None can
break this permanent, intimate connecting
link. You
may go
anywhere. You may see here or
there, anywhere. Only one Sai is there. You may go to any village, you may take up a job anywhere, but Bhagawan is always with you. Treasure that feeling, that thought. Swami is with me. Strengthen that thought more and more. Your shadow follows you wherever you go. Bhagawan is your shadow.
Not shadow.
Not merely shadow, he is indweller, he is in you.
Kanaka, I am you, you are mine.
Oh, Swami says, I am you, and you are mine. Treasure this feeling more and more, strengthen this.
There is a popular story which illustrates the uniqueness of God's love. It is called Footprints in the Sands of Time. One night, I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord. Many scenes from my life flashed across the sky. In each scene, I noticed footprints in the sand. Sometimes, there were two sets of footprints. Other times, there were one set of footprints. This bothered me because I noticed that during the low periods of my life, when I was suffering from anguish, sorrow, or defeat, I could see only one set of footprints. So, I said to the Lord, You promised me, Lord, that if I followed you, you would walk with me always. But, I have noticed that during the most trying periods of my life, there has only been one set of footprints in the sand. Why, when I needed you the most, You have not been there for me. The Lord replied, The times when you have seen only one set of footprints is when I carried you. To such a God who carries us through life, who accompanies us from birth to death and beyond. The only homage we can pay is to remember that He is all that we have and need. His words are the only path, and following Him is the only effort.
Every day my life's so beautiful As I give myself to you You are my guiding light You make everything so Let me hold a hand
शक्यसे दृष्टम् अनेनैव स्वचक्षुषा दिव्यं ददामि ते चक्षुः पश्य मे योगम् ईश्वरम् दृष्टम् अनेनैव स्वचक्षुषा दिव्यं ददामि ते चक्षुः पश्य मे योगम् ईश्वरम्
ओम श्री साईराम स्वामी मेनी ऑफ अस स्टिल फील दैट वी आर मिसिंग योर दर्शन बट इन रियलिटी We are only not able to see your divine form. Does this mean you are not having your darshan? This only makes us ponder over what actually darshan means. With the prayer that you grant us this understanding of what true darshan is, we, the students of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Mudanahalli campus, present this drama at your lotus feet. Darshan. The true vision.
Na tu maam shakya se drishtam anenaiva svachakshusha divyam dadami te chakshu pashya me yogam ishvaram शक्यसे दृष्टम् अनेनैव स्वचक्षुषा दिव्यं ददामि ते चक्षुः पश्य मे योगम् ईश्वरम् दृष्टम् अनेनैव स्वचक्षुषा दिव्यं ददामि ते चक्षुः पश्य मे योगम् ईश्वरम् दर्शनम् శక్యసి దృష్టం అనేనైవ స్వచక్షుష దివ్యం దదామి తే చక్షు పశ్యమి యోగమ ఈశ్వరం దర్శనం.
Saving that land for his dream project. And you also know that he has been saving it for that purpose since he was of our age.
Stop dreaming. I plan to strike gold by building a shopping complex on that land. And you want to build a temple? Shyam, I can understand, Father. But you? Shah, what are you going to get out of this?
It does not matter what I get. Don't for a moment think you are going to get that land for yourself. That land belongs to Father and it shall remain his.
It does not belong to me, but to the Lord. I have promised him his temple on his land, and so it shall be.
It does not really matter whether you agree to give it or not. I just came here to tell you that I'm going to take it from you either way. And there is nothing you can do about it.
Do you think he means what he says? I hope he does not go too far. Narayan, you better hurry and begin the construction work.
I shall leave right away to Tirupati.
శక్యసి దృష్టం అనేనైవ స్వచక్షుష దివ్యం దదామి తే చక్షు పశ్యమి యోగమ ఈశ్వరం దర్శన.
Narayan went to Tirupati for the Lord's darshan. He did not have a good darshan, but had a great revelation.
దర్శనము కల్పించు వెంకటేశా, నీ దర్శనము కల్పించు వెంకటేశా. నా హృదయ కమలములో వెలిసి ఉన్నావు తిరుమల వాస, మాంధుల జీవితములలో వెలుగు చూపేవు శ్రీనివాస. నీ దర్శనము కల్పించు వెంకటేశ. దర్శనాన్ని కోరాల్సిన భక్తులు ప్రతిమకే బంది అయ్యనయా, నిన్ను భక్తితో చూసేటందుకు హృదయ నేత్రములు చాలునయా. మా జీవిత గమ్యం చేరుటలో నీ ప్రమేయమే లేదా, ఇది నీ లీలయ్యా. ఓ గోవింద, ఓ శ్రీనివాస, దర్శనము కల్పించు వెంకటేశ.
వాట్ ఇస్ దిస్ లార్డ్? ఐ కేమ్ టు హ్యావ్ యువర్ దర్శన్ అండ్ ఐ కుడెంట్ సీ యూ ఈవెన్ ఫర్ ఎ ఫ్యూ సెకండ్స్. ఆఫ్టర్ ఆల్ ఐ కేమ్ టు కన్వే ద గుడ్ న్యూస్ అండ్ టేక్ యువర్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్. ఈస్ దిస్ ద వే యూ రెస్పాండ్? ఆల్ ఐ వాంటెడ్ వాజ్ యువర్ దర్శన్. వై కుడెంట్ యూ గివ్ మీ దట్ జాయ్ జస్ట్ ఫర్ ఎ ఫ్యూ మోర్ సెకండ్స్? I feel so dissatisfied.
క్షణ పొందేటందుకు కన్నుల అవసరమేమిటయా, భక్తులందరుని దైవ శక్తిని యాదృచికమ్మని తలతురయా. ఆస్తిక నాస్తిక సర్వజనావళి నీ రూపమే కాదా, నీ శరణు వేడ భక్తులకు నిదర్శనమే, నీ దర్శనం. శరణు వేడి భక్తులకు నిదర్శనమే, నిదర్శనము.
నారాయణ, థ్యాంక్ యూ, థ్యాంక్ యూ సో మచ్. హౌ డు యూ నో? I am Narayan. Oh, I was referring to my Lord Narayana and not you. Once again, he has given me his divine darshan.
What? You had his darshan? But how? You cannot even see.
Do we need eyes to see the Lord? All we need is to look for his presence and we shall surely find him. God has made his presence felt several times in my life, and on each of those occasions I have had his darshan. I feel his unseen hand guiding me through my life and derive the same joy that you obtain by having the darshan of Narayana's form. Today he has come to me in your form, offering me the mango that I've been praying for. Narayana, నారాయణ, నారాయణ.
హలో
నారాయణ, సంథింగ్ వెరీ టెరబుల్ హ్యాస్ హ్యాపెన్డ్ టు శ్యామ్.
శ్యామ్?
హీ మెట్ విత్ అన్ యాక్సిడెంట్. ప్లీజ్ కమ్ ఇమీడియట్లీ.
గాడ్, ఇస్ దిస్ ఫెయిర్ ఆన్ యువర్ పార్ట్? If anything happens to Shyam,
Sir, when is the next bus to Srirampur?
Sir, the last bus has already left 20 minutes ago.
Oh, God. What do I do now? Why are you aggravating an already terrible situation?
Sir, you look tensed. Do we need to get to Srirampur immediately?
Yes, sir. Very urgently.
Sir, if you don't mind traveling by train, I have a ticket reserved. Due to a sudden appointment with my client, I have to postpone my return. Here, please take it.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. Just a second. Where is he?
Shakyase drishtam aneinaiva svachakshusha divyam dadami te chakshu pashyami yogam Ishvaram.
Hari, Hari, where is Shyam? Is he out of danger? Can I see him now?
Narayan.
Dr. Hari, is Dr. Raj coming? The patient's condition is getting worse by the minute. Doctor, we have to perform the operation within this hour.
I have been trying to reach Dr. Raj since morning, but unable to get through.
Dr. Hari, he is our only chance. Please keep trying. Mr. Narayan, we need your signature before we can operate on your son.
Operation?
Please sign, Narayan. Surgery is his only chance.
I'll get the operation theater ready. Let's hope for the best.
What is the problem? Why are you waiting for someone else? Can't you operate on him?
It's a very complicated case, and
isn't there any other doctor who can save my son?
Presently, Dr. Raj is the only one in the country who is specialized in this field. But Narayan, you keep praying to God. Right now, he may be the only one who can do something.
Hello, Dr. Hari.
Dr. Abhay, how come you are here?
That's a long story, and I'll explain it later. But I heard there is an emergency.
Yes, doctor. The patient had a major head injury and is now hemorrhaging. This way, doctor, this way. Narayan, God has answered your prayers. Nothing to worry. Now that Dr. Abhay is here, everything will be alright, okay? Be strong.
Don't worry, sir. Your son is out of danger.
Narayana, was that your Leela?
Presence now. In times past, I used to come to you to have your darshan. Now I feel that you have come to me and granted me your darshan. I feel blessed beyond words, Lord. I feel the unseen hand of yours in guiding my journey and in bringing Dr. Abhay miraculously to save my son's life. Yes, it is indeed true that we don't need eyes to have your darshan. All we need is a heart to feel your presence.
शक्यसे दृष्टम् अनेनैव स्वचक्षुषा दिव्यं ददामि ते चक्षुः पश्य मे योगम् ईश्वरम्
Narayan began to have the darshan of Lord Narayana in the miraculous happenings of his life. Shyam was discharged from the hospital a few days after the surgery.
Dr. Abe is one of the best neurosurgeons in the world. I thought he had already left for London, but his flight got cancelled. And he turned up at the hospital in the nick of time.
Lucky me.
It's your father's prayer that has saved you.
It's all God's grace. The temple construction is also running smoothly. Everything is going on well. It is all His unseen hand at work. He has been showing His presence to us from time to time. And I'm sure He will continue to do so.
Mr. Narayan, this legal notice is addressed to you. My client is serving this legal notice, claiming his rightful share in the ancestral property to which he is entitled. Now I believe that you have started constructing a temple illegally on the said property without his consent. You have to supply a valid explanation to the court regarding the same in 30 days or else.
Father, if you just hand over the property to me now, it all ends here. Else I swear you will spend the rest of your life running from one court to another rather than traveling to your temples.
Ram, you are a disgrace to your family.
Ram, you are stretching things too far. This was never ancestral property. And you know fairly well that our grandfather earned it and bequeathed it directly to our father.
You have no right to do this.
Let this not be the one step you regret.
The regret will be your sham. And doctor, don't cross your limits. It would be best if you stop interfering in our family matters.
All right. You're not budging. I'll see you in court then.
Narayan, why didn't you say anything?
After all that you have done for him, how could he do this, Father? I feel ashamed to call him my brother. Calm down, Shyam. Soon, all shall be well. Never lose hope. God will take care of everything. He puts us in deep waters, not to drown, but to cleanse us. I know, Lord, you are going to help me, just like how you took care of other situations and made your presence felt, so will you now.
Natumam shakyase drishtam anenaiva svachakshusha divyam dadami te chakshu pashyami yogam ishvaram darshanam darshanam. Natumam shakyase drishtam chakshusha divyam dadami te chakshu pashyami yogam ishvaram darshanam darshanam. Natumam shakyase drishtam चक्षुषा दिव्यं ददामि ते चक्षुः पश्य मे योगम ईश्वरम् दर्शनम्
Month flew by, and no proper conclusion about the property issue surfaced. Narayan could not have the Lord's darshan because the Lord gave no nidarshan, but he hoped something marvelous would happen like before, until it was time they had to present themselves to the court of law.
Now what, Father? Can your God still get us out of this? Is there going to be another evidence of His presence? Or... Mr. Bhaskar! God, where are you? Why haven't you come for me? I have been praying and looking for your presence. Has my prayer not been fervent enough? Has my wait not been long enough? What is taking you so long? Why don't you show your presence now by getting me out of this predicament?
All rise. The Right Honorable Justice Sundar presiding. Case number N432, Mr. Ram Narayan versus Mr. Narayan Srinivas.
You may present your case, Mr. Samuel.
Your Honor, my client, Mr. Ram Narayan, the son of Mr. Narayan Srinivas, claims to have a rightful share of the ancestral property which was inherited by his grandfather, Mr. Srinivas. The problem of this case is that Mr. Narayan Srinivas has illegally started a construction on the said property without the consent of my client.
Mr. Bhaskar, would you like to make an opening statement?
Your Honor, I would just like to prove that the property is not ancestral in the strictest sense of the term. My client, Mr. Narayan, has rightfully inherited it and may therefore do with it as he pleases.
Thank you, Mr. Bhaskar. Mr. Samuel, you may begin your interrogation.
Thank you, Your Honor. I would like to begin by questioning the defendant, Mr. Narayan.
Mr. Narayan, please come to the witness box. All that I say is the truth and nothing but the truth.
Whatever I speak is the truth and nothing but the truth.
When was it that your father wrote the will in your name?
January 22nd, 1984.
Do you have it with you?
Yes.
My client claims that the land was inherited by Mr. Srinivas from his father. Now, given that your father was just a postal clerk with a meager income, it would not have been possible for him to purchase the 12 acres of land in question. What do you have to say about that?
Now, that is a lie. It was his hard-earned money, his sweat and blood. And that is the only property that he has left behind for me.
Your Honor, speculative questioning.
Be direct with your questioning, Mr. Samuel.
Pardon me, Your Honor. I present to you Exhibit A to support the argument that Mr. Narayan's father had inherited the property from his ancestor and that he had never purchased the land.
Objection, Your Honor. I believe that those documents are fake. And given some time, we can prove it.
All right. I grant both the parties 15 days to substantiate their claims with valid evidence. The court is now adjourned.
All rise.
Don't tell me I didn't warn you. It's not late even now. Give me the land and you can walk away.
don't think you can get away with this. Once we prove that those documents are fake, you might even end up behind bars. Then don't say that we didn't warn you. It's not late even now. Withdraw the case and save yourself.
In your dreams, brother dearest.
Kaisi ghadi hai Bhagavan, kya mod aaya.
Have also left me till the last moment. I hoped you would come to my rescue, but you shattered my hope and you shattered me. Narayan, calm down. Let us not forget that it was God who saved Shyam's life. Maybe he is still waiting for the right moment to respond. Right now, it is not your heart that is speaking, but your mind. Please calm your mind. Let me take you to a place that I normally visit when my mind is unhinged. Come, Narayan.
My dear fellow pilgrims, is every act not a miracle? We conveniently look at some acts as miracles. That too, just the acts which confer joy. On the contrary, when we encounter those acts which bring pain to our mind, they lead us to believe God has forsaken us, when in reality, He is only teaching us the value of endurance. Without realizing this, we conveniently curse the Lord during our turbulent times. The quintessence is that every act should be seen as the Lord's will. Prahlada personifies this in the purest form.
Param Darshanam.
When we attack your son, he has no trace of fear, anger or hatred. He only calls Narayana.
Yes, Maharaj. With a smile on his face, he repeats Om Namo Narayanaya. His face shows no fear or sorrow. There is some unknown power protecting him.
To harm Prahlada is a task beyond us.
Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya.
Narayana, Narayana, Narayana! You chant his name every time. Where is this Narayana?
Father,
he is everywhere. He is in rust and dust. He is in every atom. Imagine that the whole world is like an iron ball being burned in fire. Like how the heat is within the ball, outside it, and everywhere. Narayana is all-pervading. Antarbahishya sarva vyapya Narayana stitaha. Wherever you look, you will find him.
Really? Your Narayana is present everywhere? Then he must be present in this ghat. Or is he present in me?
Yes, Lord Narayana is within you and them.
Impossible! How can my sworn enemy be present in me?
He is. You're just not able to see him. For a person steeped in slavery to the senses and body consciousness, it is impossible to find him or experience him. God grants whatever you want. You desire that your power and fame increase, but you do not yearn for God. Therefore, you live under the dominance of ego and attachment. As long as the feelings of I and mine prevail, it is impossible for you to have his darshan.
Enough, Prahlada. I have heard enough. Is he present in this pillar? Tell me. If he is present everywhere, then he must be in there. Tell him to come out.
Yes, he is very much present in the pillar.
Then why is he hiding? Tell that Gavar to come out, or I will destroy him.
Child, doesn't my form frighten you?
Why should I be afraid, Lord? All forms are yours. I'm not looking at this particular name and form. Those who think of you as terrible, see you as such. To me, you are the very embodiment of love and bliss.
My dear child, Prahlada, I am pleased with your unwavering devotion. Ask me for anything, and I shall grant it to you.
Oh Lord, I want nothing but you. I should never be distant from you, although you're everywhere. I must live in you, and you must live in me, and I must experience this union. I do not have any other desire, Lord.
My child, your understanding pleases me.
You have experienced me in every moment of your life. People believe that good events express God's will, while ominous ones do not. You, on the other hand, have accepted every situation as the manifestation of my will without differentiating it as good or bad. You have seen my hand in every event, and that is true darshan. You are a stellar example for the world to follow.
Shakyase drishtam aneinaiva svachakshusha divyam dadami te chakshu pashyami yogam ishvaram darshanam. Shakyase drishtam aneinaiva svachakshusha divyam dadami te chakshu pashyami yogam ishvaram darshanam.
Fifteen days passed by, and Narayan could do nothing about the case. He lost his land, but found his Lord. He began to see the unseen hand of the Lord in every event that occurred in his life.
I was mistaken, Hari. You were right. It was my agitated mind that was speaking. I saw God only during happy times. But when I was afflicted, I blamed him for what I saw as his absence. I just didn't realize that every act is his, for he is the divine puppeteer. When you can see God in every act, that is when we are truly having his darshan.
Shyam, what now? Where are you going to hide your face? Oh, what did you say? Behind bars. I think that's where. Oh, sorry. I forgot about Father. Don't think I didn't feel for you. I even warned you twice. You should have given away the land in the very first instance. So sad that you had to undergo all of this.
Control your tongue, Ram. You might have won this case, but this is not the end. I promise you, we will take this to the High Court and then even to the Supreme Court if required. But you are not going to get that land for...
Leave it. It is fine. We are not taking it anywhere. Ram, you can keep your land. Good luck with your plans. God's blessings will always be there with you, my son.
At least now you have come to your senses. You have finally understood that it is a battle lost. Farewell, folks.
Father, what's wrong with you? How can you give it up at this stage? It's your life's dream, Father. Your life's dream.
You wanted to have darshan of the Lord every day. How are you going to have it now? Did you want to spend the rest of your life in Lord Sanidhi?
Yes. I want to have darshan of the Lord every day, and I will have it with or without the temple. My understanding of darshan then was limited. But now I have realized that darshan is not confined to seeing the form or looking for his presence. It lies in experiencing him in every being. everything and every ticking second of life. That is true darshan.
Shakyase drishtam anenaiva svachakshusham divyam dadami te chakshu pashyame yogam ishvaram darshanam. Shakyase drishtam anenaiva svachakshusham divyam dadami te chakshu pashyame yogam ishvaram darshanam.
Narayan stopped visiting his temples and started visiting old age homes and orphanages to serve the Lord that he saw in every one. Now, Narayan was constantly having his Narayana's darshan in everything and in every one. 2 years rolled thus.
Father, every year I've been requesting you to accompany us to the Brahmotsavam, to experience the beautiful darshan of the Lord. And every year, you have been denying my request.
Shyam, my darshan of the Lord, by serving the people at the old age home, gives me the same joy that your experience at the Brahmotsavam gives you. I hope you had a good darshan.
Good? Good doesn't really describe it, Father. How wonderfully the Lord was bedecked. How resplendent was his aura. What a divine darshan we had. How was your darshan, Father?
Wonderful, son. Wonderful as ever.
Father, your understanding of darshan is so very different from ours. You see the Lord without actually seeing him. And that gives you a lot of joy.
Yes, Shyam. Indeed, the heart is soaked in the bliss of his constant darshan. Yet, there is a yearning in the heart that seeks completeness. Is this that yearning for union with God that Prahlada was seeking? Son, who is that?
No one, Father. It's just a flyer. Seems like Astika Samaj is celebrating their centenary today at the community center.
Oh, Astika Samaj celebrations. Hari told me about this.
The celebrations include a drama presentation titled Darshan, the True Vision.
Darshan? True vision?
Natu maam shakya se drishtam anenaiva svachakshusham divyam dadami te chakshu pashyame yogam ishvaram darshanam darshanam. Natu maam shakya se drishtam anenaiva svachakshusham.
Ramakrishna's consciousness was so crystallized that whatever form he wished became a reality for him.
It is such a beautiful state for a human being to be always immersed in the darshan of the divine.
When Ramakrishna was so immersed, his body, mind and heart were dripping with ecstasy.
He, however, was destined to go beyond and find out what true darshan is.
Shureya Bali Mala Diye Ami Tomai Puji Achi Tonu Rage She
Thakur.
Gurudev, you are here? Ma, see who has come. The great Totapuri Maharaj himself. Maharaj, I am overjoyed by your presence.
The time has come for Thakur to dissolve into the blissful oblivion.
Maharaj, how can Thakur be otherwise? Thakur is always lost in the bliss of his mother's darshan. How wonderful is to keep seeing you. Ma, Ma, Joy, Ma.
Then why is it that Thakur, who is able to see his Kali Ma everywhere, is unable to see her in himself?
Why not, Maharaj? Why not? I see her everywhere, and in me too. But Master, Thakur experiences bliss only when he sees his mother Kali. Ma, Ma, Joy, Ma. I want to be that aunt, always savoring my mother's sweetness.
No, Thakur. You are not being completely true to your Kali. Have you asked her if the aunt is what she wants you to become? Or is it the sugar itself?
Maharaj, I only go by my mother's wishes. Never mind. Every wish in this heart is hers alone.
Is that really so, Thakur? Then go. Go and ask your Ma what she really desires.
Maharaj, will I not know my mother's wish? But since you have commanded, I shall ask. Ma? Ma? What is your wish? Gurudev is asking for your wish. Tell me, Ma. Tell me. Ma, can I not remain that aunt, always savoring the blissful sweetness of your nectar and darshan? Tell me, Ma. Tell me.
You can, my child. How can I ever say no to you?
Ma, where are you? Why am I standing in your place? Ma, where are you, Ma? Oh, Maharaj, where is my mother? What have you done to me that I am not able to see her? Tell me, where is my mother? Tell me, Maharaj, tell me. I want my Ma. Come back, Ma.
Thakur, can anyone come between you and your Ma? Will mother let me do anything to her child? This is just a manifestation of her divine will.
What? Is this her desire? Should I not see her anymore? Why has she disappeared? Come back, Ma.
How can the ever-present even disappear? She is here. She is there. Go. Go and speak to her.
Ma, what is Gurudev saying? Why must you do this, Ma? Please come back in your original form, Ma. And let me have your beautiful darshan.
My child, what makes you think this is not my original form?
Ma, what do you mean? You are saying that you and I are the same?
Indeed you are. This is the truth, Thakur.
Na tu hai Thakur, na main Gurudev. Na tu hai Thakur, na main Gurudev. Sab hai wo kaale, sab hai wo kaale.
But Maharaj, what about my darshan? The darshan of my mother.
Oneness is the true darshan. In reality, there is no she and there is no you. There is no he and there is no I. There is only I that exists. This is the truth of truths. Ramakrishna, go. Go forth and establish yourself in this eternal truth to experience it. Ramakrishna, dissolve yourself and experience the ultimate darshan. The river has finally merged with the ocean.
Father, your face seems to be beaming with ecstasy. Yes, Shyam. True darshan lies in the darshan of the truth. Now, the river is on course to merge into the ocean.
Darshan of the Lord they love by saying his poem. Some have his darshan. Through his nidarshan, they look for him and find him in various instances in their life. While some know that they don't have to look for him, for they can see his hand in every act, and they experience the bliss of his darshan through serving the people in whom they see their Lord. But our Lord, the Lord of Lords, wants us to have the true darshan. He wants us to realize that true darshan lies in the darshan of the truth.
पाहि मां श्री गणेश रक्ष मां जय गणेश पाहि मां श्री गणेश रक्ष मां
Bye. सर्वधर्म स्वरूपा साई
Bye.
ಇದುಕೊ ಮಂಡಯ ಗಿರಿಧಾರಿ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಸದ್ಗುರುದೇವ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ
ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾ ಜೀ